This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. And dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Rich Sheban's with us in Montana. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And I'd like to make a comment before we get started. Democracy is alive and well in the United States of America. Democracy is two wolves and one chicken deciding what's for dinner. Mob rule is democracy. We have mob rule in America right now, and we have had for about a week. What you're seeing is the combination of 1775 and 1861. The first American Revolution began in 1775, and the first Civil War in the United States was in 1861. We are now in the second American Revolution with the government against the people, and the second Civil War with the people against corporations. The government started shooting at protesters with tear gas grenades and rubber bullets, then escalated with riot gear and started shooting at civilians on their own porches with marking rounds. Now the federal government has escalated with over 13,000 National Guard troops and armored vehicles of war and M16 rifles. The people have shot back. The shooting war has just begun, with cops being shot in the head in Las Vegas and four cops shot in St. Louis, Missouri. That's where we are today. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. I've got about 8.5 hours worth of material to discuss, so let's go for it. I think you wanted to discuss or play an audio tape today.
Yeah, Jason, are you ready with the audio? Okay. So, Joe, I've referred to a guy who wants to be president of the United States, Joe Biden, from the first state, that would be Delaware. I've referred to him as Jumpin' Joe, because he would change his vote or his position, and he flip-flopped for it and against it many, many times in early in his political career. He's known as a plagiarist because he plagiarized many things that he said from other people. And he would deny it, and then he would have to admit it. And you'll hear that he went to, in this short clip, it's a collage of many people talking about Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist. And you'll hear one person say that he went to the University of Syracuse. No, he did not. It's Syracuse University. It is not the University of Syracuse. Some people get that wrong. But I'm here to tell you it's not the University of Syracuse. It's Syracuse University. Jason, if you're ready, we'd love to hear this clip about Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, the guy who wants to be president. Think twice about supporting this guy going forward when you hear this. This is the truth. Please play that.
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do. The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is going to be very difficult for him to recover it.
Is Joe Biden dead meat, yes or no?
I think so.
Bob.
It's in terminal condition.
Terminal? Eleanor.
Yes, unless he comes in third in Iowa.
Morton.
Dying.
I say dead.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife is sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Janice the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university?
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
The notion that every thought or notion or idea you have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think, is quite frankly ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
You know, I was thinking on the way over here. Now, that's a little too much, because, as you point out, what's behind the words? What's there? And a lot of people, a rap on Biden has always been that it's just a surface.
I should have said, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock, it's the only time I didn't, in all the times I've ever used it.
But CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
For the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labor Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
He was given an F.
So ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. You know, plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
You don't steal verbatim, or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Is it a wise idea, though, to take something that personal, anyway, from another politician and try and appropriate it to your own campaign?
I think it was a stupid thing to appropriate material that was really very personal, that was someone else's.
Most people didn't know who he was, you know, Joe Biden, and now they're going to say, oh yeah, he's the guy who plagiarized.
That's a lot of people.
First. Politically, that's devastating. These clips are devastating. He looks like a Joe Biden wind-up doll with somebody else's words coming out.
If
if they're going to do things that are stupid as well as immoral, then they're probably too dumb to have the job of president.
The voters are going to have to decide whether he was dishonest or dumb.
That's Jumpin' Joe Biden, the liar and plagiarist. And is
hey, Vince,
that,
is that the guy I got to jump in here real quick, please, before the break. You know, unfortunately, folks, we have a situation in America where truth and justice comes from the person or the institution who has enough money to pay off the lawyers and judges who are bought and paid for in so many cases, including the media, to buy the sanctioned message narrative with subjective emotional opinion. So when we sue, we should create a precedent now that when we sue the government, we get to sue the big corporations because we have a fascist state that Donald Trump inherited. Big government and big has merged with the big corporations from every level, municipality, state, federal, the whole works. The whole system is rigged. I mean, even Micah Brzezinski, if you recall, the media's job is to control exactly what the people think. And remember, Cuomo, not too long ago from CNN, says it's illegal to possess Podesta emails. Quote, what you learn from us. Okay? What you learn from us. So what you learn from us is what he's saying. This is, we're in a Twilight Zone episode. What it really boils down to is American patriots, conservative authors, alternative media are doing the work that the mainstream media, the elite, academia, lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, intelligence agencies, including the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, and the State Department, will not do. They are spending your money, your taxpayer dollars, on their cover-ups and malinvestment. And that's where we are today. Thanks for letting me get that in, Vince. Go ahead.
So the point that I was making is, do you really want to have a guy like Jumpin' Joe the liar and plagiarist to be in the number one position in the world? Is that what you want? A guy who says he makes mistakes and he's going to make more mistakes. And that was when he was a little younger than he is now. So he's been like this for a long time. And if you want to see, is this guy really lying? Just go do this. Go to your favorite search engine and type in the words Joe Biden. And then click on images. And look at his hair. He's got more hair now than he's had than he had 20 years ago or 30 years ago. How's that possible? Okay. He's had reconstructive surgery on his face. He is lying to you the way actors and actresses lie with their plastic surgery. He's doing that. He is trying to look like the best he can be to fool you. He is dangerous. He's dangerous. Do you want Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist and liar, going face to face with, let's say, Vladimir Putin? Do you want him to be even arm wrestling Vladimir Putin? Really? He's a lightweight. He's a liar. He's known to be a liar. And he's a plagiarist. And both of those, lying and plagiarism, are both lies. That's what politicians do. And he's running for president of the United States. Now, I'm not saying that the guy that's escalating the protests and riots in the United States is the best guy either. But he's best of the two, I think. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at ImmuniCorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmuniCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
The word de facto means not an official law, but what happens in practice. So it sounds to me like President Donald Trump gave a de facto license to start shooting because he called the mayors and governors weak, fools, and jerks. He's also called up the military to protect Washington, D.C., about 250 troops to patrol around the White House in Washington, D.C. He's escalating. The roads around the White House are closed right now. So what are they? Well, Constitution Avenue, 17th Street Northwest, 15th Street Northwest, and H Street. So these are streets that are closed around the White House. The military's there. They've got military trucks, trucks of war. And where'd they come from, by the way? Where'd they come from? Well, I've noticed in our area in Missouri, there was a buildup of the National Guard trucks, tractor trucks and tractors and vehicles, lots of vehicles, have been staged here in Missouri. Now, some of these vehicles were brought from overseas during the Iraq conflict. And Congress ordered twice as many as the military wanted. Twice as many. So here they sit. And they're ready. They've been deployed all over the country. Sheriffs have been given the option. Y'all want one of these free armored vehicles? We got plenty of them. You just get it. Come get it. Fill out the paperwork. And you can have a military vehicle with a machine gun turret on the top. Without the machine gun. You can get your own machine gun, I guess. And that's what happened. So there are lots of these armored vehicles. And now you know what they're being used for. You know, a lot of people said, well, really? Why does the sheriff need an armored vehicle? Well, they're being deployed right now. This is scary stuff. And the president is saying when the looting starts, the shooting starts. The shooting already started. Four cops shot in St. Louis, one shot in the head. So it's about as serious as it can get. Las Vegas, one cop was shot in the head. So if you think about this, as the government escalates, there are a lot of people with guns in the United States of America. A lot of people. I mean, long guns, meaning rifles. A lot of rifles. A lot of hunting rifles in the United States. And if the government tries to say, okay, listen, y'all can't have guns because he's starting to shoot the cops, that's when the real shooting's going to start. And people are taking sides. There are people that think the government should crack down. There are people that think that the rioters actually have legitimate reasons. Because, and who caused all this? What was the straw that broke the camel's back? Well, that would be Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis. He protected the cops. He didn't arrest them right away for the murder of George Floyd. Had he arrested those four cops right away, and had he had a bullhorn and a press conference saying, all right, you're right, it never should have happened. We're going to clean house. We're going to clean the police department top to bottom. You people are right. And we started now, and those four cops are in jail right now. Had he done that, America would not be ablaze. And who is he? He's a Jewish mayor, according to what I read yesterday. He's a Jewish mayor. He's a lightweight. And he mismanaged the whole thing. From top to bottom. He's the reason, Americans, that America is ablaze right now. He's the straw that broke the camel's back, in my opinion. Rich Eben?
Yeah, I'm going to comment after this on the next segment, Vince. I have a lot to say. I have a lot of evidence. I have some articles.
Okay.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I want to add to that after the next break, please.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Rich Eben's with us. 2 hours, we're going to be talking about America's on fire and why. We'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio's Tim Berg has an update on a historic space mission that began over the weekend.
The astronauts who docked at the International Space Station this weekend aren't sure when they're coming home. Their mission depends on the performance of their new Crew Dragon capsule. Commander Doug Hurley says Sunday's docking of the Crew Dragon was smooth as silk.
We didn't feel the docking. It was just so smooth, and then we were docked, which in shuttle you felt a little bit of a jolt, nothing real heavy, but you felt it.
Hurley also saying it was a smooth flight.
Back to the story regarding the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis a week ago yesterday. Former boxer Floyd Mayweather is going to pay for Floyd's funeral and memorial services. And a spokeswoman for the retired champ says the family's accepted the offer. She says Mayweather will handle costs for the funeral on June 9th in Floyd's hometown of Houston, as well as expenses associated with two memorial services in Minnesota and North Carolina that will precede that funeral. Former Auburn football coach Pat Dye has died at 80. He restored Auburn football to prominence as the Tigers won or shared four SEC titles with him. On the sidelines, he passed away from complications from kidney and liver failure, but also had recently tested positive for COVID-19. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Sheevan's with us. And at the bottom of the hour news, if you were listening, you heard that boxing great Floyd Mayweather is paying for George Floyd's funeral. He's agreed to pay for it all, and the family has accepted the offer. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. Why is it that Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis, Minnesota, didn't offer to pay for the funeral because his police department murdered George Floyd. Four of them, all complicit, in my opinion, in the murder of George Floyd. And they didn't even have the decency to offer to pay for the funeral. See, that's why people are rioting. And for a lot of reasons. I agree with a lot of the reasons why people are protesting and rioting. I don't agree with all the slashing and crashing and bashing and burning. But I understand why people are furious. And they should be. At corporations, and at greed, and at the government, and at the educational system, and everything else that's wrong with this country. Rich Heaven?
Well, thank you, Vince. I'm going to need a lot of time here, please, if you don't mind, because time goes just so fast on this show. You know, I agree with pretty much everything you said, but I want to put certain things in context and talk about, you know, a lot of the fakeness, the corruption, the manipulation of almost everything behind the scenes. And I think a lot of people, I think it's a compilation of a lot of stuff. Now, I'm going to mention some articles, and I'm going to make comments, and I'm going to take this whole segment to do it, and I'll probably need more segments to put this in perspective, okay? We've had the delegitimization of work. We have a very healthy fascist system that Donald Trump inherited, where our own DOJ, never mind our whole system of rule of law, has been corrupted, including the lawyers, the judges, the DOJ, the CIA, the FBI. We've talked about this till we're blue in the face, thousands of articles. Here's another article. Biden staffers donate bail to Antifa. Next article, Trump, the United States will designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. President Trump should have done that 2 years ago. Next article, Antifa caught on video handing out cash to violent operatives in Columbus. Next article, YouTube millionaire spotted among looters at Arizona Mall. Folks, what we have is the aristocracy, the very wealthy, mostly white people, literally trying to hold on to the status quo and create a caste system, a formal caste system, where we don't have a middle class. Okay, most of this is staged, most of this is bought and paid for, and words come to mind like brown shirts, black shirts, and mercenaries. Now here's another article. Trump signs executive order stripping social media companies of liability shield. Unfortunately, he's planning on using the FCC. It's kind of like the fox guarding the hen house. But at least he's trying to do something. Trump is surrounded by treason, sedition, and cowards. I'm telling you right now, if we had Hillary Clinton in office, forget about it. It would be 100,000-fold. Remember, Hillary Clinton said that politicians... and she's talking about President Trump here, is not above the law, but yet she won't accept a subpoena to turn over more evidence while putting themselves and illegals above the law. It's hypocrisy. It's double standards. It's bought and paid for system. So the people are not just angry at the Minneapolis mayor, not just angry at certain police. They're angry at a corrupt system. And when you look at the cops in Democrat-run cities and states, their authorities are telling them to stand down on certain crimes and certain groups, and Antifa comes to mind. So when you pick and choose what to enforce, who the winners and losers are, you lose credibility. And this is exactly what's happening. Next article, Pennsylvania officials admit duplicate ballots were mailed out to voters. This is corruption at the highest levels, and these idiot Democrats literally want to do mail-in voting. Next article, Georgetown parents pleads guilty to fraud for college admissions. You know, folks, it's amazing that the Democrats, the left, expect people who have never been to college or have paid off their college debts or are still paying off their college debts, They want them, which is you, to have to pay college student loans who are over-leveraging themselves when 90% of the degrees are worthless. That's called malinvestment. But these wealthy folks can bribe universities at every level and every department for their kids, fake scholarships, fake test scores, fake test SATs, fake degrees, and they can buy everything. You see, this is what happens. Truth comes, truth and justice now comes from the people who has the money to pay off the lawyers and the judges who have their hand out, and not all of them. There's some good ones out there. To buy the media narrative that are sanctioned, approved messages. That's what we have. Now, George, Mr. Floyd, what happened to him is absolutely wrong. It's absolutely terrible. But I also want you to think about the coincidence that now all this COVID-19 stuff is starting to die down a little bit. How come when Joe Biden said, he said, he was being basically tarred and feathered for saying, you're not black line. And all of a sudden, this stuff happened. And George Floyd worked with the cop that basically pushed on his neck, I think in more than one job, for a lot of years. You know, as we can see all these scripted lines coming from the ACLU, the SPLC, Media Matters, Black Lives Matters, MoveOn.org, mostly paid for by the George Soroses, the Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, you know, the cabal. And basically they're taking the little guy hostage and making the super wealthy, the powerful, create everything. It's the aristocracy playing and conning the people to hold the narrative. I mean, the Fed's even talking about a 50% reduction in GDP this quarter. I'm gonna talk about some other articles, and it's all in the same context, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Republicans, 10 times more likely than Democrats to say COVID-19 death count is overstated. See, this is basically the powers that be are manufacturing the perception of a phony political, economic, social ideology. This is why we always say, don't believe us, do your own reading and research. Next article, nursing home residents, 23 times more likely to die in Democrat states. How come all your parents and grandparents, thousands of them that died in the blue Democrat states that got transferred to nursing homes that shouldn't have been, where there's even proof that people who had the disease was being hired to go into the nursing homes to spread it? I read these articles. How come the whole country is not upset about all this? It's all connected, folks. Next article. The CDC slashed COVID-19 fatality rates to a fraction of earlier estimate to justify lockdowns. That's how they control you, through fear. The CDC initially came out with mortality rates of 3.4%. Well, it turned out to be 0.26%. And then when you take out the people 75 and older, I hear it starts with 0.000 and then the number. Next article. New York's largest hospital system says ventilators may have caused thousands of COVID deaths. I've read this many times. How come the people aren't storming? How do we believe hospitals anymore, ladies and gentlemen, or the CDC or the NIH or the FDA or the doctors? If certain people are willing to be bought and paid for, how do we believe them? Psychiatrists wrote 86% more prescriptions for psychotropic drugs during the lockdown months. We all know, I was a pharmaceutical rep for a very corrupt company. I was in the industry for over 20 years. I've talked about this thousands of times on the radio. We have literally enabled and protected the most corrupt companies with liability immunity by enforcing fraud and illegitimacy and fascism. I've gone through all this. And the power and certain idiots not only demanded to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, they've eliminated any criteria like hard work, proven results, and qualifications, and doubting their own value by demanding no protection of rights and restitution under the rule of law who the people are protected. We've literally given runaway power to the fascist system of big government and big corporations. Speaking of pharmaceutical companies, Moderna, that biotech firm, they were supposed to come out with this great vaccine. Well, how do you create a vaccine for a so-called virus that comes out with mutations that's geoengineered with different delivery systems? We have all this information, like I mentioned, over the weeks and weeks and weeks, including just now, with fake morbidity and fake mortality. It's not that I'm saying it's a fake disease. I'm just saying that everything is taken out of context in order to create infighting and chaos and fear. And that's how the aristocracy, very few people, are managing us. We have to get our head out of the sand and read and research the math. I mean, this Moderna, they created all this hype, and guess what happened, folks? The executives cashed out with $30 million in stock options. And the other insiders sold $90 million and padded their own pockets. If anybody believes
don't forget
anything
Congress.
That comes
don't
out of the mainstream
Congress.
Media anymore, I mean, you got to have your head examined. Next article, video, citizen journalist busts Democrat mail-in voting nursing home scandal in Texas. Next article, President Trump announced he's capping Medicare costs of insulin at $35 a month, and the media is silent. President Trump is doing a lot for this country, okay? He's a hell of a lot better than anybody else we could possibly have. He's a billionaire. He's going to have less money by the time he's done with his presidency, where every politician in the history of America has ended up with more. And I'm not done. After the break, I got some more articles I want to talk about, Vince, if that's okay with you, please.
Yeah, and insiders in Congress have made fortunes on the market as well. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Even, please continue.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right, where over a million combat soldiers died for that right, and we often forget that. Next article. Twitter fact checker claimed Trump administration are actual Nazis. I am blue in the face talking about this. The Nazis is on the left. The people on the right want freedom, liberty, the rule of law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. The left wants an authoritarian state. They want communism. They want socialism. They want tyranny, dictatorships, totalitarian fascism. And I've given thousands of examples of how all this occurs and how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. I've given tons of examples how the left wants to control the media, and they hate citizen journalists. They hate the new media. They hate the alternative media. They want to control the police, and I've given thousands of examples, including today, how they let, especially in the blue states, they let Antifa run wild because they're bought and paid for, brown shirts, black shirts, and mercenaries. I've given thousands of examples how the left does not want due process, and how they want to control government schools and curriculums with Marx and Alinsky type things. I've read tons of excerpts from this. I've talked about how they're anti-homeschool because they want to keep people dumbed down and socially and politically indoctrinated. I've talked about how they want to get rid of private property. I've talked about how they want to continue all the strip searches, whether it be TSA or show me your papers for wherever you go. I've given thousands of examples on how lawyers and judges sold out the people, the little people, in the name of justice. I've given thousands of examples of election and voter fraud. We need to start acting like citizens with synergy and get to and stick together and expect the government and to work for us and not the other way around. This isn't an anti-government statement. It's an anti too big, too corrupt, too over-manipulated, too overspending, too incorporated, too elite control, too anti-constitutional government. You get it? We need to stick together. Stop this, oh, we're gender you are, what gender you identify as, what is your shade of skin pigmentation or your religion or your sexual orientation or every other arena that they try to break us up to create division. I've talked about this for 9 freaking years on the radio. I'm getting sick of it. We need to stick together. Next article. Chicago murders explode. Well, when you have all this stay-at-home order and you delegitimize work, where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications don't matter, and you eliminate the rule of law protection rights for the little people, and then you enable and protect with liability immunity the biggest corporations in the world that want to kill us, and you're sitting there defending your group and your hyphen and pronoun, while the big corporations and certain government entities get more monetary benefits by a million-fold than the welfare food stamp recipients. Next article, Australian journalist facing prosecution for reporting on Cardinal Pell sex abuse. Well, see, if you literally talk about pedophilia and you bring people to light, oh my God, that's against the agenda. You shouldn't be doing that. Next article, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam required masks after spotted not wearing one. How many times have I talked about practice what you preach laws? Do we hear that coming from Congress as a legislative tool? No, because it all depends on what freaking group you come from. Next article, Charlotte Dem councilman. No way GOP convention can take place due to the coronavirus. Are you kidding me? Really? Can't you see the agenda? Forced austerity, crashing the economy, getting rid of supply and demand, getting rid of cash, social distancing to make you submissive, having big tech control everything, eliminating voting legitimacy by rigging it and by doing it by mail, increasing domestic violence, depression, division, chaos, infighting, eliminating freedom, liberty, and the Constitution, food shortages, starvation, depopulation, get rid of free speech, forced vaccines, have an immunity passport, forced lockdowns, delegitimizing work. Can you see it, folks? I know this article, I know this audience can. But you need to tell other people. They're telegraphing every move. Next article, France's determination to end free speech knows no limit. Well, they want to require Facebook and Google and Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and Snapshot to remove all hateful content within 24 hours. That's called getting rid of free speech because they're going to say every little thing that's true and they're going to say, well, that's hateful. And I got some more articles after the break, Vince. Thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right.
So do you think your blood pressure will come down like 40 points in the next 6 minutes?
No, maybe the next
60. mine won't either. Class, we're telling you the way we really feel. This is USA Prepares. And sometime in the next hour, I'm going to read a list of where the National Guard has been called out in the United States. How many? 62,000. 62,000. We'll be back.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.